Show me what you got. It is always Dale D. Brown, still on the ones and twos, bringing the best sports talk show on your airwaves. Joining me over the phone right now, all the way from Alice Springs, is Matt Grant, who is a member of the Bad Brothers and Sisters out there, you know, taking calisthenics up to a whole new level. What's happening, Matt? What's going on?
Man, how you doing? Yeah, we're good. Good. It's good down here in Alice Springs. It's raining right now, which is rare, but, you know, it's usually sunny all year round.
Yes, that's good. Thank you for coming on the show, for sure. And, yeah, it's always raining up here in Darwin, especially up here in the wet season. But, yeah, talk us about that beautiful weather and how you guys get on with Bad Brothers and Sisters. What is Bad Brothers and Sisters?
Oh, yeah. So Bar Brothers and Sisters at Alice Springs pretty much got created last year after myself and one of my mates visited the Bar Brothers and Sisters at Darwin Workout Park down at East Point.
Yep.
And we were just blown away by the equipment up there. We'd never seen anything like it. And we joined the group that do the exercises every Monday through to Friday. And we were just blown away. We were like, we've got to do this in Alice Springs as well. And, you know, we started doing this back in high school, you know, over 8 years ago, just candidly. And it started to shoot across the world. It just got so big that we kept noticing. So we thought, yeah, let's get on it.
Absolutely. And, of course, a great following you're having over there. But before we get on with that and what you guys got going on in Alice, some people would be like, calisthenics? What on earth is calisthenics? What is calisthenics, man?
So it's functional fitness, man. So bodyweight workouts in the outdoors, utilizing equipment that's already there and strengthening your body using that rather than going to the gym, because a lot of people can't afford to go to the gym, that right. kind of thing, those kinds of things.
Beautiful.
So we're really utilizing the outdoors, getting the fresh air and, you know, making it really open to everyone that walks by and they can just see it. And was trying to set a good example to the youth.
Right. Ain't nothing better than that. I can tell you one thing for sure.
That's it, man.
I went down to work out with the guys at Bar Brothers and Sisters in Darwin down at the gym, you know, with my
man, you did?
Adam and Jerome. Yeah, I went out to work out with those guys and, man, it was fabulous, man. The kind of things those guys do, though, with their upper body
right?
strength is mind-blowing. You know, it helped me a lot. I developed a lot. Now, for people who haven't done this type of thing before, you know, I just want to get on with some calisthenics or some jungle gyming out there. You know, what is your word to them? How can they get involved?
All right. So we're on Instagram and Facebook, and we post, you know, daily or weekly posts about where we're doing it and what we're doing. And then we've got WhatsApp. So that's just a messaging system where people can ask to get involved and come down. And, yeah, every Monday to Friday, we're usually there from 5:30 to 5:45 to 7 o'clock at random parks around town. And everyone's welcome. You know, the last week, we had three new people. One was a CrossFitter, one was a dancer, and one was a teacher. So, yeah, everyone comes down and enjoys it.
Amazing. So you guys move around from gym to gym over there, huh?
Yeah, there's a few places around town, but look, there's not many places to go that really suit a group, and that's why we really want to get this one built with the community benefit fund we've applied for.
Beautiful. And tell us more about that. Where is that going to be? What is the process in place for that now?
Oh, well, we've put in the application already. It's a scramble to get a lot of community support, a lot of support letters. We ended up getting 20 support letters, you
wow.
know, even one from the chief minister,
a lot from the
not-for-profit organizations around town. And it's pretty much in the hands of the community benefit fund, whether we can get it or not. But you know, our hopes are high, and hopefully over the next month or two, we'll hear back and let the community know what a great project that's coming.
Beautiful. Of course, it'll be a beautiful add to the lovely city of Alice Springs and get people outdoors getting active, of course. Now, do you have any competitions or tournaments coming up, or how do people get involved with this sport at a competitive level, even if it's down south or somewhere else up here in the ante?
Well, no. I think that's something that really needs to kick off,
soon,
to be honest, because it's growing a lot. And there isn't a lot of competitions out there that I'm aware of. But definitely, if the Darwin one are willing to kind of kickstart something and we can partner up with that, then why not? We can do that.
That would definitely be amazing. That's something to look out for definitely in the near future.
Sure.
And we will be looking and gracing that up. Well, hopefully you get the grants going through for Alice Springs, and we will have you back on when you have that built up, which I'm positive you will anyway. You need to come up and talk about that. Great job out there with what you're doing in Alice Springs, man. I appreciate your time for coming on the show. But before I let you go, man, any words of advice or encouragement to people out there who just want to get off their couch and be fit but don't know how to?
Well, look, just get outdoors, come give it a go, just be healthy and give everything a go and do what makes you feel good. You know, the gym is what makes you feel good, then go to the gym. But, you know, if you like being outdoors, get out in the sun, the fresh air, this is your thing.
Be active, get out of your couch and do your thing and live a healthy lifestyle. Thank you so much for coming on the program, Matt. Great words from you. Appreciate your time.
My man, thank you.
Matt Grant right there all the way from Alice Springs, Bar Brothers and Sisters, talking about working out outdoors and trying to build a new community gym out there for the people who love calisthenics. Now, for the full version of that chat, be sure to jump onto territoryfm.com/podcast for that one and many others. Jackie Dover's Indigenous Basketball Australia referee, WNBL and NBL1 referee, up next.